Hello, Fresno Christian. I'm your host, Matthew Tocchino, here on behalf of The Feather Online, and I am joined by my new guest host, Garrett Alves.
How's it going?
Garrett, a new host. Wow.
Yes, and this is welcome to the fourth installment in the Fresno Christian EagleCast. Our guest here is a renowned math teacher on campus, known for her energetic personality and enthusiasm, Mrs. Counts.
Oh, thank you.
She has been teaching here for around 5 years and hopes to share her life experiences and knowledge with the students of FCS. So without further ado, let's introduce the first question, which is, where did you grow up, Mrs. Counts?
Well, can I correct you? Almost 10 years.
Almost
next
10
year
years.
Will be my 10th year.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, where did I grow up? I grew up in South Georgia, the swamplands of South Georgia. So I should have a real Southern accent
like this.
But I don't anymore because I went off to college and I lost my accent.
Okay. How long were you in Georgia?
I was born in Savannah, Georgia, which is a very historical town on the coast. And then we moved to Albany, Georgia, which is kind of south central. And I lived there, went to high school there, and then went off to college from there. So basically grew up there.
Where did you go to high school?
I went to Monroe High School renowned Albany, Georgia.
Oh,
I'm sure you've heard of that town.
For sure.
It's actually not a really small town. It had about 100,000.
Okay. How was high school?
I'm a city girl. Well, I'm aging myself, but we remember the big segregation thing that happened with civil rights. Well,
yes.
Georgia was one of the last ones to abide by it because
okay.
we were so prejudiced.
Yes.
Very sad.
Yes.
So this was in the late 70s, and they finally said, you have to integrate. So I was bused in buses. We had to ride a bus to way over into not a very good side of town. So it was kind of scary, actually. So my sophomore year, I went to Westover High School, played in the band. I was going to be the drum major the next year. Everything was going great, and then they decided that we were all going to get bused. So I was closer to Westover High School. That's where I would have been zoned to go. I ended up going to Monroe High School, and it was kind of scary. But I went. A lot of people boycotted it. They're like, no, we're not going to go, or we're going to move. My parents said, no, we're going to abide by the law, and you're going to go. So it was tough. But I went, and it was good. But what I ended up doing was my senior year, I graduated early because we were allowed to do that. And I went to our local junior college for a couple of quarters, got some credits in before I went off to college.
Where did you go to college?
So I ended up going to a small Christian college in Pensacola, Florida. It's called Pensacola Christian College.
Wow.
Yeah,
why did you choose Florida?
Yeah, weird, huh? I had some friends there, and I went to visit. And they were like, oh, you should go check out the college. So I went, and it was kind of new and growing. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up going there. Yeah.
How long were you there?
It actually took me 4.5 years because I changed my major.
So you went from junior college in Georgia.
Yes.
To
Pensacola
Florida,
Christian. Yeah.
And then how'd you end up in Fresno?
Yeah. So when I got to Pensacola Christian College, I was a music major.
Mm-hmm.
And quickly they found out that I was musical. So they used me. No, really, I paid my tuition. And then the summers I would do PR for the college. And we traveled all over the country advertising the college. And one of the summers I got to come to California.
Huh.
And loved it and got offered a job at a school there, Christian school there. And I said, hey.
Was that this school? Was that here?
I was such a risk taker. I didn't know anybody in California.
Oh.
I was a Georgia girl. No, I didn't know a soul. It was
so
not here.
It was
actually in Long Beach.
Wow.
School in Long Beach. So I went.
I know we're all blessed to have you here now.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, and God brought me to Fresno eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Big risk, big rewards.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
So, what was like faith like in your family when you were growing up? Were you like big church family?
Great question. Really good question. We were a church family. We were very much a church family. Kind of did the church thing, but didn't really know why I was doing the church thing. We did the church thing.
Yeah.
Like went to vacation Bible school when I was like,
other things,
I remember sitting in the corner in my little chair with the teacher, and she was telling me how to know Jesus, and I don't remember anything. But I got baptized. And then I was like, so when I was a teenager, about 14, almost 15, I really made it mine. I made a decision for Christ and said, this is it. I stuck my stake in the ground, January 17th. And so that's kind of like my rebirth day, you know. I remember that every year. Try to remember it.
That's awesome.
And that was kind of cool. Yeah. So then it was mine. And once it became mine, it was over. I didn't care what my parents did. It was me, you know.
Yeah,
it really
awesome.
Is. And that's what we have to get.
I know you mentioned coming over here around the country to promote.
Mm-hmm.
But what led you over to Fresno?
Yeah. So we were living, we had moved to Victorville, which is the high desert area, Hesperia. And we were living there. My husband was associate pastor in Victorville. And then through some circumstances, we met some people here in Fresno and offered us a job. And so we came here. Huh. And that's how we came to Fresno. And that was in, what year was that? 1999, yeah. And then from... 1999, we came to Fresno. Was it 1999?
Yeah.
No, 1999, we came to Victorville. So it would have been 2001 when we moved here.
Right. To add on to that, what led to Fresno Christian?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I actually taught at Clovis Christian.
Oh.
For about 8 or 9 years.
Okay.
And then took a sabbatical, kind of stepped away from that due to some circumstances, and taught a lot of piano because I was a piano... I was a music ed major with music as my first teaching field and math as my second.
Mm-hmm.
So I had piano in my pocket, so I would teach it out of my home. Still do, but just very few. Back then I was teaching like 40 students. That's crazy. I was teaching a lot of piano and did that for quite a while. And then I decided, man, I miss math, and I miss teaching math, and I miss seeing the light bulb come on. You know how I am.
Yeah.
Missed it bad. So went back. I'd never got my credential. Went back. I got my credential and my master's from Grand Canyon University.
Would you look at that?
There it is. Yes, yes, yes. And through that, did my internship here at Fresno Christian. And then they offered me a job.
Wow. How many years have you been working here?
Well, next year will be my 10th year.
Really?
Wow.
So. I came in 16. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Out of that 10 years, what has really stuck with you from Fresno Christian?
Wow.
I know there's so many things that can happen in that amount of time, but what about Fresno Christian has stuck with you the most?
I just like that Fresno Christian approaches it as a community, and I like that. I've always taught in Christian school. I've never taught in public school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know the culture of Christian school, and I already loved it before I came here. But what I loved about here, what it really was, a community. And this is I know it doesn't feel large to you guys, but I've taught in really small Christian schools. So this is a pretty good-sized Christian school, and they really aim to offer as much as they can to make it a great experience, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, we don't have sports, or no, we don't have choir at our school. No, we have a lot.
Yeah, I love
that. And I love that about our school. Just love that. And I love the student-led chapel. Love that the kids lead it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, worship team is awesome.
Worship team.
So I love that. But there's just so many wonderful things. But I think I would have to say that about the community.
Just the idea of who we are. As
and you know, brag on my principal, but she always has my back.
Well, that's good.
And that is a wonderful thing to have, to know that your principal will always have your back.
Yeah, that answer.
She supports me.
Mm-hmm. So working here as long as you have you sent your children here?
I did. Both my girls graduated from Fresno.
Wow.
They're both alumni. Yeah. I love that. If that would be only one big reason why I came here, even though I'll stay forever. Until they kick me out. But I loved being able to have them here and teach them.
That's
too.
Good. And then your family, how did you meet your husband? That's an interesting story.
Five hours for me to tell you that. No, I'll tell you going really quick. I robbed the cradle. He's almost 5 years younger than me.
Wow.
And so I was teaching in Long Beach.
Girls.
Teaching in Long Beach, and he was this skinny. He had this long tail in the back. Everything. I was like, oh, that's so weird. And I got engaged twice before I ever dated him.
Wow.
I was much better than him. He was such a rebel. He had a 65 candy apple red Mustang.
Ooh.
That he had taken back to original.
Nice car.
He did donuts in the parking lot. He was a reprobate. I would never date him.
And you did.
You ended up marrying him.
Wow.
It's awesome.
And we married. And he was a grease monkey. He worked for Midas Muffler when I married him. I never dreamt that he would become a pastor, and he did.
Where does he pastor now?
I had pastors at Foundation Church. We actually planted Foundation Church 14 years ago.
That's awesome.
We're a teenager.
Wow. That's really cool, actually.
Yeah. See all these new things you're learning?
There are, yes. We are, the students at Fresno Christian are learning a lot more than math from you, Mrs. Counts, right
now. They are.
So, oh, yes. So we're going to ask some, we already asked some, like, serious questions about your life and stuff, but we'd like to dive into just, like, more of your hobbies and stuff. So what's the craziest place you went on that tour when you were touring around the country?
Gosh. We got to go to Arizona, Grand Canyon, which was cool for me because I remember we were driving by it and there's trees and, like, we would look through the trees and I would go, no, that can't be real. You've been there?
Yeah. No. I've been there. Oh. It's crazy.
And you drive and you go a little farther and then there's the trees and you're able to see just a glimpse and you go, no, that can't be real. I mean, it's just so crazy. I traveled in the Midwest and probably the coolest thing two summers. The beautiful thing about the Midwest is Minnesota. It's beautiful. Every house I stayed in, they had a lake behind their house. I mean, it's just gorgeous. And Colorado, Colorado's pretty beautiful too. I've been to Colorado quite a few times since then, but Colorado was one of my highlights too. Probably Minnesota and Colorado, so beautiful. To see Mount Rushmore too while we were traveling. We got to see a lot of stuff while we were traveling, which was, I went to the Seattle Needle
thing. Space Needle thing?
Yep, Space Needle thing. Chicago, something in Chicago really tall. Chicago I didn't really care for, even though we got to see Mr. T. Do you know who he is?
I don't know who that is.
He's this old boxer that was in this movie.
Rocky movie.
Yeah, we got to see him, he was out on the streets working out when we drove through Chicago. That's kind of cool.
Rocky III.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got to see a lot of the country. I have never been to New England, so I really want to go up there. That's really the only part of the country.
Have you been to, like, New York and all the East Coast?
I've been to New York only because I went with my daughter here with the choir. It was amazing. Yeah. New York is awesome.
Feather's heading there soon.
I'm on my way.
They're going to be gone for a week.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, I've heard great things. And then, is there anywhere you want to go outside of this country? Mm-hmm. Have you been anywhere outside of this country?
I've been to Mexico and I've been to Russia.
Wow.
So because I went to Russia, we stopped off in London. So I've been to London.
That's so cool.
And so that was kind of cool. I went there with Campus Crusade for Christ for like almost a month.
You just stayed. Was it a missionary trip? Were you like?
It was a missions trip. We were taking this curriculum, the Jesus film. They were going to show it to their public schools after school. So they could do it during school.
Yeah.
They were going to do it after school. Believe it or not, in Russia, and this was right when it had opened up and communism had kind of crashed and all that. Mm-hmm. It was fascinating.
What part of Russia did you visit?
So we flew into Moscow, obviously, and then we went to a town called Ufa.
Ufa.
A big city.
Okay.
And then we went to a little city called, if I can say it, Sterlitamok. Ooh. Which we did it with the Mickey Mouse song. S-T-E-R, M-I-C-K. We spelled it out. We sang a song for them as like a gift when we left.
Okay.
And it had the same amount of letters as Mickey Mouse, but it's pronounced Sterlitamok, I think is how you say it. That was very cool.
Were you like, did you like spend time learning the language or something?
We had a translator.
You had a translator.
They assigned me a translator.
Okay.
Not going to learn Russian in 3 weeks.
So. 3 weeks.
We were there for a little over 3 weeks.
It's amazing.
Oh, I highly recommend you travel internationally. You have to. Everybody has to. But it was amazing.
All right.
But two places that I'd like to go to, I think you were going to
ask me that next. I was going to ask you that next.
Well, my grandfather came over from Greece. He hid on a boat. He got in a barrel as a 12-year-old and left Greece and came to America and changed his name to Steve Brown. His Greek name was Boucheus. And I want to go back and find my family. I want to go to Greece.
That'd be cool.
I'm sure want to do that.
That would be awesome. Yeah.
But I've always wanted to go to Australia. I want to pet a kangaroo.
You want to pet a kangaroo, Mrs. Counts?
I do.
I think he'll try to fight you though.
Yeah.
Australia.
They're huge.
And I love worship music, so I would love to meet Hillsong people and all that, too. But no, I want to go to Australia. So we'll see what happens.
That would be awesome.
You want to go?
I'm not rocking it off my bucket list.
New Zealand.
New Zealand's right there.
It is right there. It's
like
chilling.
A little island. So I'd go to both.
You go to both. Wow,
that's so cool.
And then you said you went. I did a bunch of mission trips in Russia. And did you do them anywhere else?
Mexico, I did one. And I didn't go to just like over to Tijuana. We went to all the way down to Mexico City.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was a lot. We couldn't drink the water, and I got sick anyway. I got Montezuma's revenge. You don't want to know.
I did too.
Awful, isn't it? So painful. Yeah.
One of the best experiences, though.
But it was great. Oh, yeah, it was amazing. We went up into the mountains, and we ministered, but it was just hard because I got sick after, but
yeah,
it was still good. That's yeah, I went to Mexico. Hard. So those are my two missions trips that I
Mexico
did.
And Russia.
Yeah.
And then why didn't you pursue a career in teaching like music since you have since your first major was music?
Well, I have. I've taught music. Yeah, I've led choirs. Mm.
Where was
I
that?
Have in a lot of schools I would do both. Math. In most every school that I taught in before I came here,
yeah.
I would do math in the mornings, and then usually they would offer the choir and things like 6th, 7th period.
Okay.
So I would do both.
You would do both?
Yeah. I wonder if Miss Ainley.
So I taught some piano. Maybe. I would be like Miss Ainley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was.
Huh.
Yeah, that was me.
I know.
So a lot That's of my awesome. Students, if you ask my old students, I was the choir teacher.
Oh. So you just that wasn't an opportunity here? Or?
No, it wasn't. And that was okay, because I work full-time math, mm-hmm. You know, whereas there I would just work part-time math and part-time music.
I think Miss Ainley could use some help.
I would love to. She knows that. We've talked yes. about it. Poor thing. She would love to have me, and I would love to do it.
Yes.
I miss it.
We would. The choirs so would 100% bad. Love to have you. And then you went to college in Florida, but did you ever go to college in Fresno, or did you just was it just no, GCU? Yeah,
online.
Oh, okay, and how long was that?
I did it from I got it in 2016, I think is the date.
Okay.
Okay, let's look at this real quick. I should know. It was 2016. So I started it in about halfway through 14. It's about an 18-month program.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's good. And then Long Beach, you were teaching down there.
I did. I taught in a Christian school in Long Beach. Lived there. That's where I met my husband mm-hmm. in Long Beach.
Yes.
We lived there together, and then we moved from. You really don't want me to keep going. It's
I
a
do.
Lot. I have a lot of fun.
This is why we're here. This is why we're here.
These students want to know.
This is why we're here. This counts. Come on.
Nobody's going to watch this for 20 minutes.
It's only been 17.
So my husband and I left Long Beach and moved back east because my father and my sister were having, it was just tough. I had some family needs mm-hmm. and I needed to be there.
Yes.
So we, I got a teaching job in Alabama, which is right next to Georgia, within a 4-hour drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's what we did. So we moved to Alabama, and we lived there. My husband still hasn't surrendered to be a pastor, so he was still running. We were in the belly of the well. So he bought a business, you know, I'm going to be a business owner, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, God just said, when are you going to surrender, dude?
Yeah.
Because it was not good. But, you know, we learned a lot. But anyway, yeah, so we lived in Alabama for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and then we moved back. So that's when we moved back in 1999. Was when we moved back and we lived in Victorville.
Okay.
And then
Fresno.
In 2001, we moved to Fresno.
All right.
So there you go. There is
that's
order.
The whole. This the
so
mystery
you confused now.
Oh, I'm confused. It makes sense. And then I think one of my first things that was really funny when I came here. I came here last year.
Yes, he did.
And a lot of new students, when they come here and they see their math teacher's name is Mrs. Counts.
Mm-hmm.
That's always been one
Don't
of the...
Don't you love that?
It's great. It's awesome.
Can I tell you about my maiden name?
What is it?
I'll yeah, because right. It's kind of funny. Because when I taught, before I met my husband, I taught. I was single. And I was Miss Ulm.
Miss Ulm?
It's German. Ooh. U-L-M. And Ulm? They would tease me. What's your name? Miss I didn't like that.
You didn't like that. But
so
now.
I was very glad when I changed my name because my name goes with my profession, both
That's
music
awesome.
And math.
Yeah,
because you have to count in both of them.
Would you look at that? That's
I love my name.
Yeah, so exactly. Mrs. Counts.
Mrs. Counts.
I like my name.
It's a good name. It's a good name. And on that note, I think we're going to call it a day, Mrs.
Thank
Counts.
You.
So thank you for coming out.
Thanks for asking.
Garrett, thank you for co-hosting this episode.
Yeah, you're an awesome co-host too, Garrett.
That was great. We had an amazing time with Mrs.
Appreciate
Counts.
You, Mrs. Counts.
So, thank you, and this is Matthew Tocchino signing off.